flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're wondering why we're listening to Little John and the East Side Boys, it is because I was online reading stories after Governor Tim Walz was selected by Kamala Harris as her vice presidential running mate. And one of the people that I follow and enjoy is a social media gal from Minnesota Public Radio, Ann Guttridge. And she was talking about how people are mispronouncing Tim Walz's name. They were calling him Waltz, as if there's a T there. I mean, and these are intelligent broadcasters who all they have to do is pick up a phone and call somebody at the press office and say, now, how do you say the name? Or how about look at an almanac with Kathy Werzer or an interview that I've done with the governor and just listen to how we pronounce his name. But clip after clip after clip, Ann's NPR story was showing how people were mispronouncing Governor Walz's name. And then she said, we've got to find a way to teach people how to say his name. And she said, I found a guy on social media who has the perfect idea about how to teach people to say Governor Tim Walz's name. And so she went to a clip of Robert E. Blackman's social media post. And it was him dancing to Little John in the East Side Boys. The song is called Get Low, but the part that everybody sings in love says to the window, to the walls. And she said, that's perfect. That's great. Everybody can just remember Little John and the East Side Boys, to the walls. And I call Ann because at first glance, I thought that Ann came up with this idea. And she was like, no, it's this guy on social media, Robert Blackman. I'm going to send you the clip because his clip was in her clip. So I didn't have his clip originally. And honey, when she sent me that Robert Blackman clip, I was like, okay, I got to get to know this guy because he is hilarious. Robert E. Blackman is a lifestyle specialist turned social media personality. He teaches simple solutions to everyday situations. He's got millions of followers on TikTok, which I just joined. And I have to tell you, Robert E. Blackman, TikTok is exhausting. I have not checked my email. I haven't changed the sheets on my kids' bed. I have not wiped down my counters in the bathroom. I got a stack of dishes. Because I'm trying to respond to all this stuff going on TikTok. How do you keep up with millions of followers, Robert E. Blackman?
It is difficult. And sometimes you just have to put the phone down and go into the other room. We literally have a rule at our dinner table. When we sit down to break bread, the phone is elsewhere. Because it will consume you at times.
Okay, I was not ready for this. You're going to have to give me TikTok training because earlier this week, our governor, Tim Walz, as you know, was, you know, selected to join, you know, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. And so I did an interview with NBC that went viral. And so my cousin called me and she said, you got to get on TikTok. There's 980 something thousand people right now talking about you and you're not engaging them. And I said, listen, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I'm on LinkedIn. I can't do another social media site. She said, well, you have to get on here because everybody's like, who's this boom lady? And so, but Robert. I got on TikTok and I left TikTok. I have not left. I have left my family.
I know.
I have left. I have left my business.
Well, look at it this way.
I ain't doing nothing but TikTok right now.
Hello, by the way, and thank you for having me. I haven't even given my
right.
Proper
you
manners.
Haven't even you haven't even said hello to Minnesota because you are not in our fair city.
Hello, Minnesota. I am humbled actually when you. When you reached out to me, I chuckled a little bit because, so everybody who knows when TikTok really jumped off in 2020, it was everyone 18 and under, 19 and under. So 13 to 19 was and still is the demographic. However, as a friend of mine would say, when we all got sequestered in Panorama, we all became family members. We all became family members on TikTok. And so now the people in my area code of life, you know, because I'm a grandfather. And so it tickles me when my content reaches people because I am from the broadcast world. I'm from television for years. And I thought I was done. I thought I got out. And then when this social media thing happened with TikTok, it sort of just sucked me back in, and it was so second nature. But it was still funny to hear from you, and when I hear from other people, because I'm also a GIF personality. You know the little 6 second clips that you see, little GIF. Yeah, I have 14 billion with a B, 14 billion views. On that platform. And so I'm always just tickled when people reach out and say, I was in a meeting and somebody sent me your GIF, or I saw your TikTok on something. And so I love it. And it's really nice to be able to connect with the world in a positive way, because that's what I try to do. When you were mentioning simple solutions to everyday situations earlier, that is my motto, but I try to connect with everybody where they are. You know what I mean? And so for us to all be able to respectfully learn how to speak the governor's name, I think about not the political aspect, but the social aspect. You know, his parents gave him that name, and let's say the name correctly, amen? So I was trying to think of how I could do that.
Okay, you got to tell me how you came up with the idea, though, because, you know, you ain't even in Minnesota. You in a whole nother state, but you thought, you know what? This is it. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys to the window, to the walls. That's it. Everybody can remember that. Tell me about that process and how you came to, how that popped into your head.
So I will tell you this way. I wish I had some, like, Svengali answer for you, but I think it's this way. Because I am a digital creator, and that's what I do, I translate what people would consider from a book or from information, and I create it visually. And so I think there's just this part of my creative brain that translates that. And so for me, when I first heard his name, it was literally the first thing that popped in my mind. Like, I hadn't heard Lil Jon's song in, I don't know, at least a year, you know.
I was going to say, a couple of years?
Yeah, but it literally, when they said Tim Walz, Tim Walz, Tim Walz, I was like, oh, yeah, to the window, to the wall. Like, and it just literally was like that earworm. It literally was just that, and I put everything down. I ran into that stairway. That's where I shoot a lot of my video. So it's just sort of constant. And there's a window up above. It's a sitting room up there. I pointed to that and then pointed off camera to the wall. And literally it was that. It was 8 seconds. I posted it. I minded my business, or so I thought. And then everything just kind of went from there.
Because we are doing stories about it in Minnesota. They're doing stories about it all over the country. It was simple. It was timely. It checked all the boxes. The tutorial was spot on. You couldn't have found a better song to explain to people around the world how to say Tim Walls than that song with Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. Now, I got to tell people the reason I called you, but we got to take a commercial break. So we're going to leave them with a cliffhanger. But I don't know how often this happens to Robert E. Blackman, but I left TikTok. Like I left TikTok and got on the phone and tracked him down at his house to call him to tell him something. And what was that something? We'll tell you when we come back. I was on TikTok minding my business, which is apparently where I live now, because when you have a TikTok account, you cannot come off of TikTok. I was looking up Robert E. Blackman after I saw him in an NPR story explaining to people that the way you can pronounce Tim Walz's name correctly and the way you can remember it is if you remember the Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys song Get Low when they say to the window, to the walls, right? And that inspired me to do a Walls line dance, because in the video he kind of looked like he was line dancing, right? And there's a part in the song that says stop and wiggle with it, and so I said I'm gonna create a line dance called the Walls Wiggle. So I called Lynn Card. She's a line dance teacher extraordinaire here in the Twin Cities. I found her on Facebook. And I said, you got to come to my house. I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but I need you to come to my house at 8:30 in the morning because I need you to create a line dance from this Lil Jon and the Eastside song, Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys song. And so I guess she was just crazy as me. She hopped in the Uber, didn't know me from Adam, came to my house and had the dance all done and taught it to me. And so now we put it up on social media and we got the Walls Wiggle. So I had to call Mr. Blackman to let him know that he had inspired the latest dance craze in Minnesota, the Walls Wiggle. You inspired that, sir. That was all coming from that video. Had I not seen that video, I would have never created the Walls Wiggle. You created the Walls Wiggle.
Ma'am, when I tell you, first of all, I am beyond humbled that something that literally was a momentary impulse for that to inspire you to make something that people could join into is just amazing. And what I wanted to say really quick before you went to commercial break, the thing that because I did not know Governor Walz at all, right? And after the announcement and after really sort of looking him up, I love the fact that this really does kind of amplify a part of his personality. Like, you can tell that he's a fun person. He's got a fun personality. And mm-hmm. What I love about the Walls Wiggle is that, so when I was creating the TikTok, I am, as I said, I'm a grandfather, and when I do content, I'm very mindful that I have mm-hmm. people of all ages who watch my stuff. There's no profanity in my stuff. I'm very, very specific about what I do. And so if anyone has heard the Lil Jon and Eastside Boys song, like there are whole parts of that where it's not necessarily appropriate for family listening. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, I can do this little bit, and I couldn't do the next little bit. But what you have done with the dance, you sort of morphed the best fun parts of the song. And after I heard what you did with it, I was like, yes, that is something that everybody can do at the picnic. They can do it at the ballpark. They can do it at the family reunion. They can do it in the club. You know what I mean? Like that, I'm so impressed. I'm so in awe. And I'm just humbled that that what you found and what you created came from that little inspiration. So I'm just a thank you very much. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, it would not have happened without you. If anybody wants to see the fun dance line that I created with Miss Lynn, the dance line teacher that we're talking about, go to my YouTube page, Shaletta Brundage, or you can go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's probably easiest. Go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top and it says The Walls Wiggle. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the YouTube link that shows you The Walls Wiggle. So go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top right-hand page, top right-hand corner of the page, and it says The Walls Wiggle. You can't miss it. Tim Walls' big head is there. And you can't miss it. He's the only white person on the page. So you'll find it there. But you have to tell me this. This is the funny part that I want to know. How many people have actually tracked you down at your house after watching a TikTok video and called you? Was that scary? I didn't want to seem creepy, but I needed to talk to you and tell you this.
Okay. So for everybody who's listening, she actually went through my manager, and then my manager sent me because I have learned being a grown person. let this be a lesson to anybody who thinks that they want to be, and I'm using my fingers as air quotes, famous online. Don't give out your personal information online, y'all, because people will show up at your house. So don't do that. But to answer your question, you know how I found out originally? A friend of mine from TikTok, who I've known since the very beginning of the panorama, he sent me an email with the clip of the NPR, and I didn't even know that I was in it. He just said, hey, check this out. I watched it, and then I showed up at the end, and because he had said, oh, you're in this, and I didn't know what he meant. And I saw the rest of it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So he's actually from Minnesota, so I guess he saw the clip, and then after that, it was a snowball effect. My phone, my text, all of my boom, 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 boom. Like everybody was contacting me. So it was crazy.
Well, it's crazy fun. It's crazy fun.
It's crazy fun. It's a great crazy fun, you know. And for me, again, regardless of what part of the aisle that you are on, I think what something like this does is it gives the country a reason to participate in a positive way, to be excited about the democratic process and what democracy can and should feel like for people. Because I think it's just really important for us to be able to participate and understand the importance of participation.
Well, I'm glad that you participated in my show today. It was so fun having you on. Now I got your phone number. I can stalk you and text you and stay connected to you.
I cannot wait. We will be talking. We'll be talking again, and I will be I'll be reaching out to you and teaching you all about all the tricks.
Yeah, all the tricks, because right now I literally am living there. Robert E. Blackman, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
All right. And you all stick around. I've got Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan coming up. How is her job going to be impacted by all this campaigning Governor Walz is doing? And what does she think about the possibility of becoming the first Native woman to become governor in these United States of America? We'll talk about that next. I just have to tell you, I am so excited to talk to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. I call her LT, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time, because whenever we get together on this radio, girl, we both get in trouble. We always do, girl. I get wrote up. You get talked to. It's just, I got notes, but I never stick with my notes.
I love it. It's the real. It's great.
It's the real. Okay. You have to talk to me about Tuesday. Let's back this train all the way up. Where were you when you got the call or heard about it? Tell me what happened.
Well, as you can imagine, leading up to the vice president's incredible choice, right? There had been a a lot of speculation. And one of the greatest parts of all of it was being able to, you know, see people learn more about Governor Tim Walz and all the good work that we've been able to do in Minnesota. But when it was official, I found out just like everybody else, right? TV, Twitter, and I immediately burst into tears and just mm-hmm. tears of total joy because my buddy was selected as a vice presidential nominee. And then I got on a plane and I came home. I was on vacation with Tom and Siobhan, and they stayed on vacation, and I came back to Minnesota.
Wait, girl, you had to leave the wait. See, I didn't know this whole part. So y'all were on vacation, hanging out. You were supposed to be decompressing, and then all heck broke loose. You had to kiss the baby and the boo, get on the plane, and come back to Minnesota?
That's right. That's the job of second in command.
Oh my gosh. And you knew this was a possibility the whole time. So you had already prepped them.
Yes. You know, we all talked about it, but it still seemed a little surreal, when it came down, but I, got to go to Farm Fest, the next day. First, I was able to go to a rally, and rally a whole bunch of Minnesotans who were watching the rally in Philly on a live stream as mm-hmm. he was officially announced, and people were totally excited. And then the next day I went to Farm Fest, and it was a blast. So I am able to pinch hit. That is the job of Lieutenant Governor, and I'm super excited that people are just learning more about our governor, and he's the real deal.
Now, and in addition to that, they're learning more about you. You've got AP stories. You've got USA Today stories. Everybody is talking about you. They're national media, MSNBC, CNN, because they are learning what we already knew, that a win for the Harris-Walz ticket will also mean you, my lady, LT, will become the country's first Native American female governor. Has that touched your spirit yet?
Well, I think you know, becoming the first Native woman elected statewide in Minnesota was deeply meaningful to me. I think representation absolutely matters. Mm-hmm. You know, Tim Walz is the governor. He continues to be the governor. We will cross that bridge when we come to it, and there is a whole lot of work that has to happen between now and Election Day, 86 days, but who's counting? that's the number one job of Lieutenant Governors, is to be ready. And I took on that responsibility the moment that I joined him on the ticket, and I take that really, really seriously. It's also a powerful thing to watch in this moment, watching Vice President Harris run for the highest office in the land as the Democratic nominee. It moves me. And I know, and you've spoken to this too, Shaletta, that, you know, Governor Walz has created a space for women of color to lead. And I know that really well. And I think he's a good partner for a woman of color or an indigenous woman. And I see that happening now in real time.
Okay, can you stop right there? We're going to have to put a pin right there, because I told every white man I know, I said, she is going to pick him. And they didn't listen. No, she's got to pick Josh Shapiro because they need the delegates, and it's 19 delegates. I said, that doesn't matter. For a woman of color, the main thing that we need, if we are in a position of power and somebody's going to be beside us or behind us, is that they really have our back, and that they're not going to try to undercut us or talk bad about us mm-hmm. when we leave the room, or that they're going to support us and they're going to advise us, and they don't mind being a pip when we go up to the front to be Gladys Knight. They're not going to snatch the microphone and try to take the lead. They're going to get back That's behind right. us and sing and dance. And so you have experienced it, and I have experienced it, but for people who have never been in positions of leadership and they've never been a woman of color, it is very difficult to explain. And I guess now they see it. For her, I don't think it was all about the delegates and the count. She needed somebody that she could trust who was going to be there for her, who was going to serve her. And a lot of times, LT, as women of color, we don't get that support.
That's right. And I'm, you know, and I think that I'm just really glad that we're talking about it. And I think you did such a nice job highlighting it, but he, you know, lifts you up. He lifts me up. He oftentimes, you know, will say, I'm not an expert in that, but we're going to talk to other people who are, right, and create space at the table, invites folks in who have lived experience and expertise. And, you know, it's one of the things that we decided to do together, right? When we launched our ticket in 2017, it, you know, was never happened that way before, right? That a governor chose his lieutenant governor pick that early on. But we wanted to make sure, right, that people knew what they were getting, right? A coach, a veteran, a teacher, someone who grew up in a really rural community, represented the ninth largest agricultural district in the country, you know, and a nonprofit leader, a mom, someone from the Native community. I think, you know, we really wanted people to see themselves reflected in our ticket. And now I think you can see that happening at the national level. And one of the reasons we decided to run together is because he said, you have lived expertise that I don't have, but we have the same values of making sure that everybody has an opportunity. And I think you can see that right now with Vice President Harris, who grew up right in Oakland in a middle-class family with a mom who works incredibly hard. And you see that in Tim Walz, who grew up, you know, in a middle-class family in Nebraska, you know, whose dad works incredibly hard. And then after he passed, you know, his mom worked to support the family. So I think that is, you know, that is that sweet spot of shared values, different life experiences. But I think that is what makes this a winning ticket.
Okay. Now, how has your daily routine and your role shifted? I know I've seen it before where, you know, when Governor Walz is away or something's going on, you jump right in and we don't miss a beat with you at the helm in leadership. And you know, he trusts you and you know, we voted for you as governor, the majority rules as lieutenant governor. So we have to trust you to lead our state. But, you know, what's a day like now that he's on the campaign trail and he's not there day to day? Are you guys still talking and communicating every day? Do you have like check-in meetings, or are you pretty much, you know, stepping right into that position in that role and people are supporting and surrounding you with that, you know, the wraparound services?
Well, here's the deal. We have an incredible team of folks around us, and you know, we have really served together and partnered on so much. And so not a whole lot changes for me from day to day, other than maybe an additional event or two. The governor, again, is still the governor. And, you know, we talk on the regular and that I don't think will change. You know, he's a little busy and on the road right now,
right.
You know, but we'll continue to come back to Minnesota and to stay in touch, right, with folks in the office. So, you know, I think right now, you know, we saw this week that I went to Farm Fest to represent our administration.
Now, how was it? How was it? Because that's a big deal.
It's great. You know, I love Farm Fest. I'm a big fan of the pork chop on a stick at the Farmers Bureau. It's probably my favorite. But I'm really proud of the work that we've done together, you know, for agriculture. It's been one of the things that's been a priority for me of investing in farmers, making sure that young people, especially who want to farm, who either want to continue farming on their family farm or want to go into farming, have that option available to them. So that's been a big part of my focus through, you know, low interest loans, our beginning farmers work, emerging farmers work. Last session really made a high priority of getting additional funding for Agri, which is just dollars and grants that are available, to producers. And that was, again, a top priority for me this last session. So we had a lot to talk about, and it wasn't my first Farm Fest. I've been there many times. And you know me, I love visiting. So that was, you know, a big part of Farm Fest is checking in with folks, seeing how things are going, and then, you know, taking that all back to the Capitol as we're getting ready for 2025.
What is your biggest challenge having the governor on a campaign trail and, you know, stepping into this new role? I know there's a lot of media attention. I know there's a lot of eyes. You're front and center, spotlight right on you.
Well, I would say, that the biggest challenge right now, I think, honestly, is a little bit of FOMO. Right. I see Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on the road taking selfies. And I'm like, oh, man, I know how fun he is to campaign with. And like, this is his sweet spot. Right. And you can see him connecting with people and that big dad energy. Like, that's for real.
Oh, my God. That's for real.
He brings extra snacks to every meeting that we have together so he can share his snacks with me. Like, what people are seeing, like, this is the real deal. So I miss that.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, miss my buddy. But, you know, and there's, you know, there's certainly more conversations that I'm having right now with local media. And that's all good. Like, I'm proud of what we've accomplished together. And if we're going to just, you know, have the opportunity to speak more about it, I think that's great. And then, you know, I'll probably have to wear makeup every day.
Because you never know who's going to come a calling.
That's exactly right. But I'm ready. I'm ready with big earrings and a bold lip at any time, right? That's also
all right.
Part of being ready.
Okay, girl, let me tell you how ready I was. Let me tell you. Okay, so everybody in, I don't know about you, but everybody I talk to, whether they are Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever, they are just excited and proud that our state is in the spotlight. You know, the last time our state was in a spotlight like this, it was not good news. You know, it was George Floyd. So to have a really good, positive story, shining a light on what our legislators are doing, working across the aisle, the things that you guys have implemented, especially talking about your baby, which is the free school lunch program that we have here in Minnesota. And you know, everybody's just so excited and so proud. You got people asking me for real estate agents. They were like, are y'all all this nice? Is everybody just, and so when they announced it, girl, look at my crazy self. When they announced it, I jumped in my car and I rolled over to the new mansion. Like I was going to get in, girl. And so, girl, wait. So I did this. So I rolled over to the new mansion in the 9-seater. And it was so many people. It was crowded, girl. I left the car in the middle of the street, left it running and jumped out the car. Right. And so I see the security guys and I'm thinking these are our regular security guys. No. This is Washington, D.C. security guys. They don't know me. So I run up to the Washington, D.C. security guys thinking they were our Minnesota security guys. And I was like, hey, tell them it's Shaletta. Tell them Shaletta's outside. And they were looking at me like, who is this girl? I'm trying to get myself arrested. Okay. Girl, car running, sitting outside. Girl, ain't nobody in it. Girl, the police are like, Shaletta, you gotta move. I was like, no, I can't move my car because I need to let him know I said, hey. And so a reporter saw that and she was like, this woman is really hyped up. And so I didn't tell her who I was. I didn't know her. I never worked with this lady before. She's from NBC. I've never worked for an NBC station. And so she came over. She was like, so tell us how you're feeling about this. And girl, all I could get out was boom. I said, boom, big dad energy. Boom, winning. And so she was like, okay, she's really hyped. And so she put it on social. Right. And girl, I'm talking 10 million hits later. Now it's viral. And so I said, OK, so now I'm the boom lady. I was trying to get through the airport. I couldn't get through the airport because everybody, I don't have a name anymore. I'm just the boom lady. And
the boom lady. I love it.
The boom lady. So girl, I got with, Line Dance Lynn, who lives in Woodbury, and she came over to my house and girl, we created the Walls Wiggle.
Oh, so I did it in my kitchen today.
Yes, the walls wiggle. It's not too hard, is it? It is not too hard.
It is absolutely a dance that is mom accessible. I was like, okay, I can do this one. Yep.
Yes. And the music is fun and funny. And I was just having so much fun, but everybody was so excited. I felt like we had to do something. I was like, oh, let's do something. Let's create a line dance. And so that's what we did. So anyway, I said, oh, I'm going to go like to CHS Field or something and bring everybody together, but I'm going to wait to the fair. I'm going to do something at the fair. I think I got a show. Yes, I got a show at the fair on the 24th. So on the 24th, that Saturday at 2:00, we're going to break the internet. All my line dancers are coming to the WCCO radio booth. We're going to break a WCCO radio booth attendance record, and we are going to do the walls wiggle at the WCCO radio booth live during my show on the 24th. So if you just happen to be around, I know you got your duties and other people's duties as well. Come on down to the CCO radio booth and do the walls wiggles. Bring Siobhan, because Kim's going to be there. Yeah, you got to practice, because you can't be messing up the line, girl. You can't. Mm-mm. You can't be going back when we go in front. Well, congratulations on everything. You are more than in our thoughts and prayers. We are rooting for you. Much success on all of the new endeavors and the work that you are doing. And we will be connecting again soon. And congratulations on everything. And try to make up that vacation. Try to find some time to get back out there at some point.
From your mouth to God's ears. I'm all about it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Loretta. Appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
All right. And y'all stick around. Steve Thompson is coming up next. If you don't recognize that voice, that's me. The viral interview with NBC, me outside of Governor Tim Walz's home, has taken on a whole new life on TikTok. I did not even have a TikTok account, Steve Thompson. I had to go get one because 938,000 people were looking for the Boom Lady on TikTok, and I was not there. So now I have a TikTok account, and the people on TikTok, one of the people who saw the interview, they created that little music, Steve, and then other people were like posting the audio. It's crazy what happened with this interview outside of Governor Tim Walz's house. Have you seen it?
Yeah, Erin, my daughter, and you know her, said, yeah, Shaletta's blowing up on TikTok. I don't know TikTok. So she showed me the whole thing and just told me it's going nuts. And Erin went on to say, and like I say, you know my daughter well.
Yes.
She said, Shaletta needs some sort of role in the Harris-Walz campaign. Now, is that in the works? Have they approached you about creating content for their campaign?
No, they have not, but they should. They have not came to me and asked me to do any content. But you know, Steve, this is the thing about me. This whole presidential, vice presidential stuff, this is a machine. You know, Tim Walz left out of here with a relaxed fit, and he showed up on that stage in a tailored navy blue suit. Those tailors were in that SUV. When he walked out of here, when he left out of here, in those black, limos, I was standing out. I mean, not the limos, but the black big SUV, Steve. I was standing outside the mansion, and I looked. It was probably about 100 of us out there just waving and wishing him well. You know, people on both sides of the aisle, just proud to be Minnesotans and that our governor was picked. And I looked at this man who, you know, he's a Republican, and I said, Tim Walz doesn't belong to us anymore. You know, they whisked him away to go on the campaign trail. And I'm not saying he's not our governor anymore, but this is a machine. They've got that. I looked on one social media post, he was in Detroit, and I blinked, and then he was somewhere else, and I blinked again, and he was in Arizona. And I'm just tell you, I don't want that life.
I don't want that life. Crazy about it. And the president of the United States is the single most powerful elected official on earth. And it's very, very hard to become president of the United States. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line, and there's so much money involved. I mean, you heard about the fundraising halls, and if Mr. Trump raises a lot of money or Ms. Harris raises a lot of money, we hear all about it. You just have no idea how much money is involved in these campaigns and how much they're willing to spend. It's hard to fathom.
It's a lot, and I don't want to be away from my kids like that, you know, and I don't want to put them on a campaign trail. Plus, you know, I like being independent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you
like
go.
I like having my own business. I like doing my own thing. Now, I could be a consultant. You know, if they wanted me to talk to them about what Black small businesses need, if they want me to talk to them about, you know, autism and how to support families who have kids with special needs, me and you can hop on the jet and we can go talk to them. We can bring Aaron and we can let them know what's going on. But a actual paycheck where they have to pay me a check and I have to do a job for them, like I have to show up for work. I like setting my own hours and come and go as I please. I'm telling you, Steve, once you have been an entrepreneur, I don't know if you can go back.
Well, you need to capitalize, though, on all the TikTok hits and take advantage of that and promote the causes, like you mentioned, autism, et cetera, to that audience. You're known on TikTok.
Steve, now I'm in Boston right now doing another one of my lock donations. I almost missed my flight leaving Boston because every time I took two steps, somebody was coming up to me saying, "Oh my God, are you the boom lady?" I said, "Who the hell is the boom lady?" They were like, "You the lady from TikTok," because Steve, I'm the autism mom. I'm the Black business owner, but this boom lady is new. That's like a new thing. And these, when Aaron told you that this was blowing up on TikTok, she was absolutely right, Steve.
Yeah, well, good for you, Shaletta. It is amazing. Keep up the good work.
Steve, every time we talk, God does something, he turns around and does something even more amazing. Because Steve, you and I were ready to say, "That's enough, Jesus," with the new free RV. We were ready for that. And then God keeps doing more and more and more and more stuff. It's amazing to see. Now, you got your show coming up. I know you're going to be talking about these Vikings.
A little bit, because they play their first preseason game, but they're getting underway at 3. We're going to have Doug. We're going to have Tech Talk, Computer Problems in the Spotlight. And then we'll get ready for the Twins and the Guardians. They took 2, and they're within a game and a half of first, and it is Hall of Fame weekend for the Twins. Much more on that coming up.
All right, Steve. I love you, and I can't wait to listen to the show. You all have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're wondering why we're listening to Little John and the East Side Boys, it is because I was online reading stories after Governor Tim Walz was selected by Kamala Harris as her vice presidential running mate. And one of the people that I follow and enjoy is a social media gal from Minnesota Public Radio, Ann Guttridge. And she was talking about how people are mispronouncing Tim Walz's name. They were calling him Waltz, as if there's a T there. I mean, and these are intelligent broadcasters who all they have to do is pick up a phone and call somebody at the press office and say, "Now, how do you say the name?" Or how about look at an almanac with Kathy Werzer or an interview that I've done with the governor and just listen to how we pronounce his name. But clip after clip after clip, Ann's NPR story was showing how people were mispronouncing Governor Walz's name. And then she said, we've got to find a way to teach people how to say his name. And she said, I found a guy on social media who has the perfect idea about how to teach people to say Governor Tim Walz's name. And so she went to a clip of Robert E. Blackman's social media post. And it was him dancing to Lil Jon in the East Side Boys. The song is called Get Low, but the part that everybody sings in love says, to the window, to the walls. And she said, that's perfect. That's great. Everybody can just remember Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, to the walls. And I called Ann because at first glance, I thought that Ann came up with this idea. And she was like, no, it's this guy on social media, Robert Blackman. I'm going to send you the clip because his clip was in her clip. So I didn't have his clip originally. And honey, when she sent me that Robert Blackman clip, I was like, okay, I got to get to know this guy because he is hilarious. Robert E. Blackman is a lifestyle specialist turned social media personality. He teaches simple solutions to everyday situations. He's got millions of followers on TikTok, which I just joined. And I have to tell you, Robert E. Blackman, TikTok is exhausting. I have not checked my email. I haven't changed the sheets on my kid's bed. I have not wiped down my counters in the bathroom. I got a stack of dishes. Because I'm trying to respond to all this stuff going on TikTok. How do you keep up with millions of followers, Robert E. Blackman?
It is difficult. And sometimes you just have to put the phone down and go into the other room. We literally have a rule at our dinner table. When we sit down to break bread, the phone is elsewhere because it will consume you at times.
Okay, I was not ready for this. You're going to have to give me TikTok training because earlier this week, our governor, Tim Walz, as you know, was, you know, selected to join, you know, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. And so mm-hmm. I did an interview with NBC that went viral. My cousin called me and she said, you got to get on TikTok. There's 980 something thousand people right now talking about you and you're not engaging them. And I said, listen, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Threads, I'm on LinkedIn. I can't do another social media site. She said, well, you have to get on here because everybody's like, who's this boom lady? And so, Robert. I got on TikTok and I left TikTok. I have not left. I have left my family.
I know.
I have left my business.
Well, look at it this way.
I ain't doing nothing but TikTok right now.
Hello, by the way, and thank you for having me. I haven't even said
hello to Minnesota because you are not in our fair city.
Hello, Minnesota. I am humbled, actually. When you reached out to me, I chuckled a little bit because, so everybody who knows, when TikTok really jumped off in 2020, it was everyone 18 and under, 19 and under. So 13 to 19 was and still is the demographic. However, as a friend of mine would say, when we all got sequestered in Panorama, we all became family members. We all became family members on TikTok. And so now the people in my area code of life, you know, because I'm a grandfather. And so it tickles me when my content reaches people because I am from the broadcast world. I'm from television for years. And I thought I was done. I thought I got out. And then when this social media thing happened with TikTok, it sort of just sucked me back in, and it was so second nature. But it was still funny to hear from you, and when I hear from other people, because I'm also a GIF personality. You know the little 6-second clips that you see, little GIF. Yeah, I have 14 billion with a B, 14 billion wow. views. On that platform. And so I'm always just tickled when people reach out and say, I was in a meeting and somebody sent me your GIF, or I saw your TikTok on something. And so I love it. And it's really nice to be able to connect with the world in a positive way, because that's what I try to do. When you were mentioning simple solutions to everyday situations earlier, that is my motto, but I try to connect with everybody where they are. You know what I mean? And so
yeah,
for us to all be able to respectfully learn how to speak the governor's name, I think about not the political aspect, but the social aspect. You know, his parents gave him that name, and let's say the name correctly, amen? So I was trying to think of how I could do that.
Okay, you got to tell me how you came up with the idea, though, because, you know, you ain't even in Minnesota. You in a whole nother state, but you thought, you know what? This is it. Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys, to the window, to the walls. That's it. Everybody can remember that. Tell me about that process and how you came to, how that popped into your head.
So I will tell you this way. I wish I had some, like, Svengali answer for you, but I think it's this way. Because I am a digital creator, and that's what I do, I translate what people would consider from a book or from information, and I create it visually. And so I think there's just this part of my creative brain that translates that. And so for me, when I first heard his name, it was literally the first thing that popped in my mind. Like, I hadn't heard Lil Jon's song in, I don't know, at least a year, you know.
I was going to say, a couple of years?
Yeah, but it literally, when they said Tim Walz, Tim Walz, Tim Walz, I was like, oh, yeah, to the window, to the wall. Like, and it just literally was like that earworm. It literally was just that, and I put everything down. I ran into that stairway. That's where I shoot a lot of my video. So it's just sort of constant. And there's a window up above. It's a sitting room up there. I pointed to that and then pointed off camera to the wall. And literally it was that. It was 8 seconds. I posted it. I minded my business, or so I thought. And then everything just kind of went from there.
Because we are doing stories about it in Minnesota. They're doing stories about it all over the country. It was simple. It was timely. It checked all the boxes. The tutorial was spot on. You couldn't have found a better song to explain to people around the world how to say Tim Walz than that song with Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. Now, I got to tell people the reason I called you, but we got to take a commercial break. So we're going to leave them with a cliffhanger. But I don't know how often this happens to Robert E. Blackman, but I left TikTok. Like I left TikTok and got on the phone and tracked him down at his house to call him to tell him something. And what was that something? We'll tell you when we come back. I was on TikTok minding my business, which is apparently where I live now, because when you have a TikTok account, you cannot come off of TikTok. I was looking up Robert E. Blackman after I saw him in an NPR story explaining to people that the way you can pronounce Tim Walz's name correctly and the way you can remember it is if you remember the Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys song Get Low, when they say to the window, to the walls, right? And that inspired me to do a Walz line dance, because in the video he kind of looked like he was line dancing, right? And there's a part in the song that says stop and wiggle with it. And so I said, I'm going to create a line dance called the Walz Wiggle. So I called Lynn Card. She's a line dance teacher extraordinaire here in the Twin Cities. I found her on Facebook. And I said, you got to come to my house. I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but I need you to come to my house at 8:30 in the morning, because I need you to create a line dance from this Lil Jon and the Eastside song, Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys song. And so I guess she was just crazy as me. She hopped in the Uber, didn't know me from Adam, came to my house and had the dance all done and taught it to me. And so now we put it up on social media and we got the Walz Wiggle. So I had to call Mr. Blackman to let him know that he had inspired the latest dance craze in Minnesota, The walls wiggle. You inspired that, sir. That was all coming from that video. Had I not seen that video, I would have never created the walls wiggle. You created the walls wiggle.
Ma'am, when I tell you, first of all, I am beyond humbled that something that literally was a momentary impulse, for that to inspire you to make something that people could join into is just amazing. And what I wanted to say really quick before you went to commercial break, the thing that because I did not know Governor Walz at all, right? And after the announcement and after really sort of looking him up, I love the fact that this really does kind of amplify a part of his personality. Like, you can tell that he's a fun person. He's got a fun personality. And mm-hmm. what I love about the Walz Wiggle is that, so when I was creating the TikTok, I am, as I said, I'm a grandfather. And when I do content, I'm very mindful that I have mm-hmm. people of all ages who watch my stuff. There's yeah. no profanity in my stuff. I'm very, very specific about what I do. And so if anyone has heard the Lil Jon and Eastside Boy song, like there are whole parts of that where it's not necessarily appropriate for family listening. And so I right. was trying to figure out, okay, I can do this little bit and I couldn't do the next little bit. But what you have done with the dance, you sort of morphed the best fun parts of the song. And after I heard what you did with it, I was like, yes, that is something. That is something that everybody can do at the picnic. They can do it at the ballpark. They can do it at the family reunion. They can do it in the club. You know what I mean? Like that, I'm so impressed. I'm so in awe. And I'm just humbled that what you found and what you created came from that little inspiration. So I'm just a thank you very much. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, it would not have happened without you. If anybody wants to see the fun dance line that I created with Miss Lynn, the dance line teacher that we're talking about, go to my YouTube page, Shaletta Brundage, or you can go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's probably easiest. Go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top and it says The Walls Wiggle. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the YouTube link that shows you The Walls Wiggle. So go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top right-hand corner of the page and it says The Walls Wiggle. You can't miss it. Tim Walz's big head is there. And you can't miss it. He's the only white person on the page. So you'll find it there. But you have to tell me this. This is the funny part that I want to know. How many people have actually tracked you down at your house after watching the TikTok video and called you? Was that scary? I didn't want to seem creepy, but I needed to talk to you and tell you this.
Okay. So for everybody who's listening, she actually went through my manager and then my manager sent me because I have learned being a grown person. let this be a lesson to anybody who thinks that they want to be, and I'm using my fingers as air quotes, famous online. Don't give out your personal information online, y'all, because people will show up at your house. So don't do that. But to answer your question, you know how I found out originally? A friend of mine from TikTok, who I've known since the very beginning of the panorama, he sent me an email with the clip of the NPR, and I didn't even know that I was in it. He just said, hey, check this out. I watched it, and then I showed up at the end, and because he had said, oh, you're in this, and I didn't know what he meant. And mm-hmm. I saw the rest of it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So he's actually from Minnesota. So I guess he saw the clip, and then after that, it was a snowball effect. My phone, my text, all of my boom, 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 boom. Like everybody was contacting me. So it was crazy.
Well, it's crazy fun. It's crazy fun.
It's a great crazy fun, you know. And for me, again, regardless of what part of the aisle that you are on, I think what something like this does is it gives the country a reason to participate in a positive way, to be excited about the democratic process and what democracy can and should feel like for people, because I think it's just really important for us to be able to participate and understand the importance of participation.
Well, I'm glad that you participated in my show today. It was so fun having you on. Now I got your phone number. I can stalk you and text you and stay connected to you.
I cannot wait. We will be talking. We'll be talking again, and I will be I'll be reaching out to you and teaching you all about all the tricks.
Yeah, all the tricks, because right now I literally am living there. Robert E. Blackman, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
All right. And you all stick around. I've got Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan coming up. How is her job going to be impacted by all this campaigning Governor Walz is doing? And what does she think about the possibility of becoming the first Native woman to become governor in these United States of America? We'll talk about that next. I just have to tell you, I am so excited to talk to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. I call her LT, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time, because whenever we get together on this radio, girl, we both get in trouble. We always do, girl. I get wrote up, you get talked to. It's just, I got notes, but I never stick with my notes.
I love it. It's the real, real. It's great.
It's the real, real, real. Okay. You have to talk to me about Tuesday. Let's back this train all the way up. Where were you when you got the call or heard about it? Tell me what happened.
Well, as you can imagine, leading up to the vice president's incredible choice, right, there had been a lot of speculation. And one of the greatest parts of all of it was being able to, you know, see people learn more about Governor Tim Walz and all the good work that we've been able to do in Minnesota. But when it was official, I found out just like everybody else, right? TV, Twitter, and I immediately burst into tears and just mm-hmm. tears of total joy because my buddy was selected as a vice presidential nominee. And then I got on a plane and I came home. So I was on vacation with Tom and Siobhan, and they stayed on vacation and I came back to
Wait,
Minnesota.
Girl, you had to leave the wait. See, I didn't know this whole part. So y'all were on vacation, hanging out. You were supposed to be decompressing, and then all heck broke loose. You had to kiss the baby and the boo, get on the plane and come back to Minnesota.
That's right. That's the job of second in command.
Oh my gosh. And you knew this was a possibility the whole time. So you had already prepped them.
Yes. You know, we all talked about it, but it still seemed a little surreal, when it came down. But I, got to go to Farm Fest. The next day, first I was able to go to a rally and rally a whole bunch of Minnesotans who were watching the rally in Philly on a live stream as mm-hmm. he was officially announced, and people were totally excited. And then the next day I went to Farm Fest, and it was a blast. So I am able to pinch hit. That is the job of Lieutenant Governor, and I'm super excited that people are just learning more about our governor, and he's the real deal.
Now, and in addition to that, they're learning more about you. You've got AP stories, you've got USA Today stories. Everybody is talking about you. They're national media, MSNBC, CNN, because they are learning what we already knew. That a win for the Harris-Walz ticket will also mean you, my lady, LT, will become the country's first Native American female governor. Has that touched your spirit yet?
Well, I think
you know, becoming the first Native woman elected statewide in Minnesota was deeply meaningful to me. I think representation absolutely matters. Mm-hmm. You know, Tim Walz is the governor. He continues to be the governor. We will cross that bridge when we come to it. And there's a whole lot of work that has to happen between now and Election Day, 86 days, but who's counting? that's the number one job of lieutenant governors is to be ready. And I took on that responsibility the moment that I joined him on the ticket, and I take that really, really seriously. It's also a powerful thing to watch in this moment, watching Vice President Harris run for the highest office in the land as the Democratic nominee. It moves me. And I know, and you've spoken to this too, Shaletta, that, you know, Governor Walz has created a space for women of color to lead. And I know that really well. And I think he's a good partner for a woman of color or an indigenous woman. And I see that happening now in real time.
Okay, can you stop right there? We're going to have to put a pin right there, because I told every white man I know, I said, she is going to pick him. And they didn't listen. No, she's got to pick Josh Shapiro because they need the delegates, and it's 19 delegates. I said, that doesn't matter. For a woman of color, the main thing that we need, if we are in a position of power and somebody's going to be beside us or behind us, is that they really have our back, and that they're not going to try to undercut us or talk bad about us, mm-hmm. when we leave the room, or that they're going to support us and they're going to advise us, and they don't mind being a pip when we go up to the front to be Gladys Knight. They're not going to snatch the microphone and try to take the lead. They're going to get back behind us and sing and dance. And so you have experienced it, and I have experienced it, but for people who have never been in positions of leadership and they've never been a woman of color, it is very difficult to explain. And I guess now they see it. For her, I don't think it was all about the delegates and the count. She needed somebody that she could trust, who was going to be there for her, who was going to serve her. And a lot of times, LT, as women of color, we don't get that support.
That's right. I'm just really glad that we're talking about it. And I think you did such a nice job highlighting it, but he, you know, lifts you up. He lifts me up. He oftentimes, you know, will say, I'm not an expert in that, but we're going to talk to other people who are, right? And create space at the table, invites folks in who have lived experience and expertise. And, you know, it's one of the things that we decided to do together, right? When we launched our ticket in 2017, it was never happened that way before, right? That a governor chose his lieutenant governor pick that early on. But we wanted to make sure, right, that people knew what they were getting, right? A coach, a veteran, a teacher, someone who grew up in a really rural community, represented the ninth largest agricultural district in the country, you know, and a nonprofit leader, a mom, someone from the Native community. I think, we really wanted people to see themselves reflected in our ticket. And now I think you can see that happening at the national level. And one of the reasons we decided to run together is because he said, you have lived expertise that I don't have, but we have the same values of making sure that everybody has an opportunity. And I think you can see that right now with Vice President Harris, who grew up right in Oakland in a middle-class family with a mom who works incredibly hard. And you see that in Tim Walz, who grew up, you know, in a middle-class family in Nebraska, you know, whose dad works incredibly hard. And then after he passed, his mom worked to support the family. So I think that is, that is that sweet spot of shared values, different life experiences. But I think that is what makes this a winning ticket.
Okay, now how has your daily routine and your role shifted? I know I've seen it before where, you know, when Governor Walz is away or something's going on, you jump right in and we don't miss a beat with you at the helm in leadership. And you know, he trusts you and you know, we voted for you as governor. The majority rules as lieutenant governor, so we have to trust you to lead our state. But, you know, what's a day like now that he's on the campaign trail and he's not there day to day? Are you guys still talking and communicating every day? Do you have like check-in meetings, or are you pretty much, you know, stepping right into that position in that role and people are supporting and surrounding you with that, you know, the wraparound services?
Well, here's the deal. We have an incredible team of folks around us, and you know, we have really served together and partnered on so much. And so not a whole lot changes for me from day to day, other than maybe an additional event or two. The governor, again, is still the governor. And, you know, we talk on the regular and that I don't think will change. You know, he's a little busy and on the road right now,
right.
You know, but we'll continue to come back to Minnesota and to stay in touch, right, with folks in the office. So, you know, I think right now, you know, we saw this week that I went to Farm Fest to represent our administration.
Now, how was it? How was it? 'Cause that's a big deal.
It's great. You know, I love Farm Fest. I'm a big fan of, the pork chop on a stick at the, Farmers Bureau. It's probably, my favorite. But I'm really proud of the work that we've done together, you know, for agriculture. It's been one of the things that's been a priority for me of investing in farmers, making sure that young people, especially who want to farm, who either want to continue farming on their family farm or want to go into farming, have that option available to them. So that's been a big part of my focus through, you know, low interest loans, our beginning farmers work, emerging farmers work. Last session really made a high priority of getting additional funding for Agri, which is just dollars and grants that are available, you know, to producers. And that was, again, a top priority for me this last session. So we had a lot to talk about, and it wasn't my first Farm Fest. I've been there many times. And, you know me, I love visiting. So that was, you know, a big part of Farm Fest is checking in with folks, seeing how things are going, and then, you know, taking that all back to the Capitol as we're getting ready for 2025.
What is your biggest challenge having the governor on a campaign trail and, you know, stepping into this new role? I know there's a lot of media attention. I know there's a lot of eyes. You know, you're front and center, spotlight right on you.
Well, I would say, you know, that the biggest challenge right now, I think, honestly, is a little bit of FOMO, right? Mm. I see Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on the road taking selfies, and I'm like, oh man, I know how fun he is to campaign with, and like, this is his sweet spot, right? And you can see him connecting with people, and that big dad energy, like, that's for real.
You know, oh my God, that's so for real.
He brings extra snacks to every meeting that we have together so he can share his snacks with me. Like, what people are seeing, like, this is the real deal. So I miss that.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, miss my buddy. But, you know, and there's, you know, there's certainly more conversations that I'm having right now with local media, and that's all good. Like, I'm proud of what we've accomplished together, and if we're going to just, you know, have the opportunity to speak more about it, I think that's great. And then, you know, I'll probably have to wear makeup every day.
Because you never know who's going to come a calling.
That's exactly right. But I'm ready. I'm ready with big earrings and a bold lip at any time, right? That's also
part
of being ready.
Okay, girl, let me tell you how ready I was. Let me tell you. Okay, so everybody in, I don't know about you, but everybody I talk to, whether they are Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever, they are just excited and proud that our state is in the spotlight. You know, the last time our state was in a spotlight like this, it was not good news. You know, it was George Floyd. So to have a really good, positive story, shining a light on what our legislators are doing, working across the aisle, you know, the things that you guys have implemented, you know, especially talking about your baby, which is the free school lunch program that we have here in Minnesota. And you know, everybody's just so excited and so proud. You got people asking me for real estate agents. They were like, are y'all all this nice? Is everybody just, and so when they announced it, girl, look at my crazy self. When they announced it, I jumped in my car and I rolled over to the new mansion. Like I was going to get in, girl. And so, girl, wait. So I did this. So I rolled over to the new mansion in the 9-seater. And it was so many people. It was crowded, girl. I left the car in the middle of the street, left it running, and jumped out the car. Right. And so I see the security guys and I'm thinking these are our regular security guys. No. This is Washington, D.C. security guys. They don't know me. So I run up to the Washington, D.C. security guys thinking they were our Minnesota security guys. And I was like, hey, tell them it's Shaletta. Tell them Shaletta's outside. And they were looking at me like, who is this girl? I'm trying to get myself arrested. Okay. Girl, car running, sit outside. Girl, ain't nobody in it. Girl, the police are like, Shaletta, you got to move. I was like, no, I can't move my car because I need to let them know I said, hey. And so a reporter saw that and she was like, this woman is really hyped up. And so I didn't tell her who I was. I didn't know her. I never worked with this lady before. She's from NBC. I've never worked for an NBC station. And so she came over. She was like, so tell us how you're feeling about this. And girl, all I could get out was boom. I said, boom, big dad energy. Boom, winning. And so she was like, okay, she's really hyped. And so she put it on social. Right. And girl, I'm talking 10 million hits later. Now it's viral. And so I said, OK, so now I'm the boom lady. I was trying to get through the airport. I couldn't get through the airport because everybody I don't have a name anymore. I'm just the boom lady. And
the boom lady.
The boom lady. So girl, I got with Line Dance Lynn, who lives in Woodbury, and she came over to my house. And girl, we created the Walls Wiggle.
Oh, so I did it in my kitchen today.
Yes, the Walls Wiggle. It's not too hard, is it? It is not too hard. It is not too hard.
It is absolutely a dance that is mom accessible. I would say that. Like, I was like, okay, I can do this one. Yep.
Yes. And the music is fun and funny. And I was just having so much fun, but everybody was so excited. I felt like we had to do something. I was like, oh, let's do something. Let's create a line dance. And so that's what we did. So anyway, I said, oh, I'm gonna go like to CHS Field or something and bring everybody together, but I'm gonna wait to the fair. I'm going to do something at the fair. I think I got a show. Yes, I got a show at the fair on the 24th. So on the 24th, that Saturday at 2:00, we're going to break the internet. All my line dancers are coming to the WCCO radio booth. We're going to break a WCCO radio booth attendance record. And we are going to do the Walls Wiggle at the WCCO radio booth live during my show on the 24th. So, if you just happen to be around, I know you got your duties and other people's duties as well. Come on down to the CCO radio booth and do the Walls Wiggles. Bring Siobhan because Karen's going to be there. Yeah, you got to practice because you can't be messing up the line, girl. You can't. Mm-mm. You can't be going back when we go in front. Well, congratulations on everything. You are more than in our thoughts and prayers. We are rooting for you. Much success on all of the new endeavors and the work that you are doing. And we will be connecting again soon. And congratulations on everything. And try to make up that vacation. Try to find some time to get back out there at some point.
From your mouth to God's ears. I'm all about it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Loretta. Appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
All right. And y'all stick around. Steve Thompson is coming up next. If you don't recognize that voice, that's me. The viral interview with NBC, me outside of Governor Tim Walz's home, has taken on a whole new life on TikTok. I did not even have a TikTok account, Steve Thompson. I had to go get one because 938,000 people were looking for the Boom Lady on TikTok, and I was not there. So now I have a TikTok account, and the people on TikTok, one of the people who saw the interview, they created that little music, Steve, and then other people were like posting the audio. It's crazy what happened with this interview outside of Governor Tim Walz's house. Have you seen it?
Erin, my daughter, and you know her, said, yeah, Shaletta's blowing up on TikTok. I don't have TikTok. So she showed me the whole thing and just told me it's going nuts. And Erin went on to say, and like I say, you know my daughter well.
Yes.
She said, Shaletta needs some sort of role in the Harris-Walz campaign. Now, is that in the works? Have they approached you about creating content for their campaign?
No, they have not, but they should. They have not came to me and asked me to do any content. But, you know, Steve, this is the thing about me. This whole presidential, vice presidential stuff, this is a machine. You know, Tim Walz left out of here with a relaxed fit, and he showed up on that stage in a tailored navy blue suit. Those tailors were in that SUV. When he walked out of here, when he left out of here in those black limos, I was standing out. I mean, not the limos, but the black big SUV, Steve. I was standing outside the mansion, and I looked. It was probably about 100 of us out there just waving and wishing him well. You know, people on both sides of the aisle just proud to be Minnesotans and that our governor was picked. And I looked at this man who, you know, he's a Republican, and I said, Tim Walz doesn't belong to us anymore. You know, they whisked him away to go on the campaign trail. And I'm not saying he's not our governor anymore, but this is a machine. They've got that. I looked on one social media post, he was in Detroit, and I blinked, and then he was somewhere else, and I blinked again, and he was in Arizona. And I'm just tell you, I don't want that life.
I don't want that life. Crazy about it. And the president of the United States is the single most powerful elected official on earth. And it's very, very hard to become president of the United States. So yeah, there's a lot on the line, and there's so much money involved. I mean, you heard about the fundraising halls, and if Mr. Trump raised a lot of money, or Ms. Harris raises a lot of money, we hear all about it. We just have no idea how much money is involved in these campaigns and how much they're willing to spend. It's hard to fathom.
It's a lot, and I don't want to be away from my kids like that. You know, and I don't want to put them on a campaign trail. Plus, you know, I like being independent. You know what I mean?
I like having
my own business. I like doing my own thing. Now, I could be a consultant. You know, if they wanted me to talk to them about what black small businesses need, if they want me to talk to them about, you know, autism and how to support families who have kids with special needs, me and you can hop on the jet and we can go talk to them. We can bring Erin and we can let them know what's going on. Actual paycheck where they have to pay me a check and I have to do a job for them, like I have to show up for work. I like setting my own hours and come and go as I please. I'm telling you, Steve, once you have been an entrepreneur, I don't know if you can go back.
Well, you need to capitalize though on all the TikTok hits and take advantage of that and promote the causes like you mentioned, autism, etc. To that audience, you're known on TikTok.
Steve, now I'm in Boston right now doing another one of my lock donations. I almost missed my flight leaving Boston because every time I took two steps, somebody was coming up to me saying, "Oh my God, are you the Boom Lady?" I said, "Who the hell is the Boom Lady?" They were like, "You the lady from TikTok?" Because Steve, I'm the autism mom, I'm the black business owner, but this Boom Lady is new. That's like a new thing. And when Erin told you that this was blowing up on TikTok, she was absolutely right, Steve.
Yeah, well, good for you, Shaletta. It is amazing. Keep up the good work.
Steve, every time we talk, God does something, he turns around and does something even more amazing. Because we, Steve, you and I were ready to say, that's enough, Jesus, with the new free RV. We were ready for that. And then God keeps doing more and more and more and more stuff. It's just, it's amazing to see. Now, you got your show coming up. I know you're going to be talking about these Vikings.
A little bit, because they play their first preseason game, but they're getting underway at 3. We're going to have Doug. We're going to have Tech Talk, Computer Problems in the Spotlight. And then we'll get ready for the Twins and the Guardians. They took 2, and they're within a game and a half of first, and it is Hall of Fame weekend for the Twins. Much more on that coming up.
All right, Steve. I love you, and I can't wait to listen to the show. You all have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Saturday.